obviously what we needed, what we're after. And those two scrappy losses have hurt, as we've learned, and I think the boys put in a great performance there to get the win.
What was the difference? Because, I mean, for sort of 35 minutes, it was a bit of a struggle, wasn't it? Not too much cohesion.
Not too much cohesion, but we were dominating the set piece, and that's hard work on the opposition. And we were a powerful set of forwards today, and it pays in the end. And I think we did a lot of the hard work in the first half, and it was interrupted with some silly penalties that allowed them a foothold in the game. But actually, we were hurting them all that first half, and then it make it pay in the second half.
It's a long time since I've seen a scrum that dominant.
Yeah, those boys really put it in, and that was a big focus for us, especially when the rain started coming down, a big set-piece game, and those boys, big set of forwards out today, and they delivered.
Mm. BLU, he's a big unit, isn't he?
B's a huge man, and he's a big strong man, and he's improving week on week on week. So, those guys know they've got a bit to... they've got to take their opportunities when they get them, and as we've talked about in the past, this is a competition that creates opportunities for guys, and if you play like that, you end up taking them.
You had two men in the bin in the first half. You didn't concede any points. You're only 6-0 down after that, so that was a bit of a bonus.
Excellent. As I said earlier, silly mistakes from us to put ourselves in, get ourselves down to 13, but to weather the storm, come away just 6 points down from that period was... testament to the boys' defence and how hungry they were to not let them through the line.
Few guys putting their hands up today. I thought Matt Cox had a great game at number 8.
Coxie did well. There's lots of boys out there. Coxie carried his heart out today and tackled really well. I thought there's a good few boys that really put their hand up today.
What does it do for the club as a whole? Because you've struggled. It's only the third win of the season. What does it do? I'm coming on Monday morning. What would be the atmosphere?
Oh, it's we still have to learn where we've made mistakes. We still have to look at the things that we're doing well. But you can do it from a mind knowing that we can win. And as when you lose a few games on the trot, it can become a bit of a habit. So to break that duck and find and to get that first one of this next sort of block under our belts is great for us. Really good.
And you had Conor Braid making his debut today. Did all right?
Thought he did very well. To come in and boss the ship is never easy, and to do it off the back of a couple of weeks' training, I thought he did excellently, and put in some fantastic kicks for the boys to chase, really solid in defence, and did a great job, I thought.
Ben Howard back. Will Spencer now looks like he's fit enough to stick his hand up for a place. So that squad feel gets a lot bigger.
Exactly that. And that squad, especially if they keep playing like they've just done there, brings competition. And that is the one thing that we really need. And pressure from those guys, they keep playing that well, is put onto those guys that have been playing in the Prem.
You get a Newport on Friday night, be a different feel, Friday night in South Wales, especially if it's raining, a nice muddy pitch.
There it is, yeah, it is a muddy pitch. It will be a very different contest, and it will start from 0-0 again. We'll have to look at that game, get the learning off that, and then put what we need to on the pitch to get away with a W. But it was, as I say, it starts from 0-0 again, doesn't it?